Hillary Clinton is back on the campaign trail in what's clearly a major battleground for her in the Democratic presidential primaries, as the lead in the polls in New Hampshire is moving back and forth between Clinton and Bernie Sanders. The former Secretary of State is in the middle of a two-day visit to the Granite State. Yesterday, she formally registered as a candidate in the primary and held a large town meeting. WBUR's senior political reporter Anthony Brooks spent time following Hillary Clinton and joins us in the studio this morning. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning, Bob.
So it's Hillary Clinton's first visit to New Hampshire following last month's debate in Las Vegas, which gave her campaign a boost. What message is she delivering in its wake in New Hampshire this week?
Well, it's interesting, Bob, because this is supposedly the year of the outsider among Republicans, of course. Donald Trump and Ben Carson are dominating the stage in a big way on the Democratic side. It's Senator Bernie Sanders, who calls himself a Democratic socialist and is trying to shake up the system. But Hillary Clinton is really embracing the insider label, stressing her experience as a former first lady, a two-term senator, former secretary of state, and of course, as a former presidential candidate. So yesterday in Concord, she was happy to point out that this was the fourth time she's gone through this process of registering for the primary, including twice with her husband, Bill Clinton. And at that town meeting at Windham High School last night, she referred often to that long experience in Washington, which, of course, dates back to the early 90s when her husband, Bill Clinton, was president.
You know, it was heartbreaking when my husband left a balanced budget and a surplus, and George W. Bush and the Republicans just blew it up. And it was so distressing to me. I was in the Senate. I thought, okay, we get there. We've got a balanced budget and a surplus. If we stay on this same path, we could actually pay down the national debt.
So, Bob, a lot of references to her past experience. And rather than running as an outsider, she's embracing President Obama's record, which she says doesn't get enough credit for guiding the country through the Great Recession.
Anthony, you mentioned the polls, including the recent WBUR poll that suggests Clinton is running a close race with Senator Bernie Sanders. I'm wondering if she's acknowledging that on the campaign trail and how she's trying to distinguish herself from Sanders.
Well, it's interesting. She's hardly mentioning Sanders at all, though she did take a poke at him as she filed papers in Concord. She was asked about differences between her and Sanders, and she said, well, I'm a Democrat, you know, which is a clear reference to the fact that Sanders identifies as a Democratic socialist, even though he's running for the Democratic nomination. Yesterday, she also picked up an endorsement from the League of Conservation Voters, a key environmental group that had been making noises about supporting Bernie Sanders. But yesterday, they threw their weight behind Clinton. But she's concentrating her political fire on the Republicans, not surprisingly. So here's a moment from last night's town meeting in Windham that got a big applause.
One of the biggest differences that I see with our Republican counterparts is their all-out attack on human rights and women's rights and civil rights and gay rights and voting rights. It's quite astonishing. And so I have made it very clear. I will defend a woman's right to choose, and I will defend Planned Parenthood from these kinds of attacks that are really so unfair and wrong.
A little pitch there to women voters in New Hampshire, mm-hmm. perhaps, Anthony. The New Hampshire primary is about 3 months away, and lots of voters are still trying to make up their minds. What kind of response did Clinton get at that town meeting last night?
I think it was pretty enthusiastic. She promises a lot, including plans to create jobs by investing in infrastructure, to make America what she calls a clean energy superpower, to make college more affordable, to support small businesses, and to make the tax code fairer to help the middle class. So here's Jane Roth. She's a teacher from Kingston, New Hampshire, who said before last night she was unsure if she would vote for Clinton or Bernie Sanders, but now she's going with Clinton.
There are definite issues that I am concerned about. Gun violence is one, the economy, but especially international diplomacy. But to be honest with you, I feel that her grasp on international affairs gives her a leg up on Bernie Sanders.
On the other side, Anthony, as I understand it, Hillary Clinton encountered some critics last night as well. Tell us about that.
Yeah, there was a group of critics not far from the event last night. They carried signs that said "Embassy Lives Matter" and "Hillary lied, veterans died," a reference to the attack on the U.S. Embassy in Benghazi, Libya, when she was Secretary of State. So here's David Bates. He's chairman of the Windham Republican Party and a member of the state legislature.
Four Americans are dead, and Hillary did nothing to help them. And she obviously was in a position as Secretary of State to do that. The fundamental problem, or one of the fundamental problems with Hillary Clinton, is there's a complete lack of integrity and honesty. Why should any American trust her?
So, Bob, that argument is one I think we're going to hear a lot of from her critics throughout the campaign, especially if she gets the nomination.
So how is she responding to that? Did she respond to it last night?
Well, a question did come up from this relatively friendly and appreciative crowd. A young woman did ask her about this question of trust and how she was going to win it back. Clinton acknowledged that she has long been the focus of criticism and distrust.
That happened when I ran for the Senate, and then I was elected, and the people of New York elected me again with an even bigger percentage. It happened after I ran against Senator Obama and lost, and then he turned around and asked me to be a Secretary of State. So I think people who work for me, people who I represented, people who I know, they trust me because they know I will get up every day trying to do what I said I would do, and that I will fight for you, and I will work for you.
So, Bob, Hillary Clinton's going to be campaigning in New Hampshire for much of today, including an event with veterans ahead of Veterans Day tomorrow in Derry, New Hampshire.
All right. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks, who will be following Hillary Clinton and all the candidates as they trek toward the New Hampshire primary coming up in 3 months. And we'll hear from Anthony again on Morning Edition and all through all the programs here on WBUR. Anthony, thank you for coming in this morning.
My pleasure, Bob.